It's the country hoedown. Well, the neighbors gather around now for another big country hoedown brought to you by your local Navy recruiter. This is the Young Sheriff, Baron Young, inviting you to visit with us for the next 15 minutes and listen to some good old country music by some of your favorite country stars. Coming aboard right now for your United States Navy is the one and only, our special guest for today, George Hamilton the Fourth.
When I was young, I was a pip. I growed me a mustache on my lip. It wasn't very sticky, mostly fuzz. I thought I'd give all the gals a buzz. Got real sweet on Nellie Wills. Growed up country gal back in the hills. Asked her once if I could give her a peck.
Well, if you can beat me to the old haystack.
Beat her there and I hooked her tight. I turned loose all my dynamite. I guess my kiss was a pretty lush. She smiled real big and began to blush.
It tickles. It tickles.
I like it, but it sure feels funny. It's a tickle in me. Well, I got me a name in the neighborhood. The girls all liked me and knew they would. I let it go for a month or two just to see what I could do. There was a girl named Fanny Smith. Told me she didn't like to kiss. Caught her off guard and I didn't miss.
Oh, I didn't know it'd feel like this.
Her eyes poked out and her face turned white. She hooked me up with all her might. I swear it took her breath away. She giggled and I heard her say,
it tickles, Dad Vernon.
It tickles. You sure are lots of fun. It's tickling me. Well, I guess I pretty near ran 'em wild. They all went crazy over my style. Said I was the best around. Kissin'est man they'd ever found. Good old days are here again. I used to kiss him and I still can. Said a widder that I know.
Guess you'll never grow too old.
Yes, I got that old know-how. You ought to see me in action now. The kiss has got that same old sting. The widder says I ain't lost a thing.
It tickles, that burning.
It tickles. I feel just like I'm young again. It's a tickling.
Thank you, George. That's real fine. In fact, I know the little fellow who wrote that song. Real good boy, too. Tommy Collins, who wrote a lot of songs that I record. He wrote If You Ain't Loving, You Ain't Living. Just Married, If That's the Fashion. Real wonderful songwriter.
And nice fella, too.
Yeah, he is. That's another song that he recorded. You know, we've been talking a lot to the fellas here lately about the Navy, but right now, I'd want to talk to all the young women. In case they didn't know, the Navy has a real good place for them. And I know that there's a lot of young women listening today who have spent a lot of hours thinking about the right career for themselves. Well, so girls, you needn't look any further, because the Navy offers a fine career for any qualified young lady as a Navy wave. Lots of intelligent girls are already discovering the opportunities offered by the Navy. It's the greatest for any woman who has the slightest doubt about her future. Isn't that right, George?
Yes, sirree, that's right. If you're one of these young ladies, visit your local Navy recruiter and ask about your opportunity to serve your country and yourself as a Navy wave. Visit your Navy recruiter today.
That's Aaron? Right. Do it now, girls, right now. Go down and check in on the possibilities that the Navy has to offer you, just as much as any man. And I guarantee you that you'll enjoy the same pay and prestige as the men do. Right now, George, I think it's about time for you to come front and center again and do another song for all the fine folks listening for us, huh?
Sure will. It was me.
Now there ain't many people can fight like me. I'm a John L. Sullivan, yes siree. I used to box with the best of men. Every time I hit one, I had to count ten. I entered in the box in the match one night. I was just itching to show my might. I snarled and I hissed at the other man. The bell started ringing and the fight began. Well, I socked and I punched and I kicked and I walloped and I socked and I punched and I kicked some more. I was going pretty strong and before too long I heard something fall and hit the floor.
Looked around to see what it was. It's me.
It was me, it was me. I hate to admit it, but it was me. Now it was Halloween night in her neighborhood. You know darn well I was up to no good. I got the gang from the next three blocks. We all started screaming and throwing rocks. We knocked in lights and we knocked in windows. We threw them at cars and dented some fenders. Whatever I did, the boys did the same. We was going pretty strong when the police came. Well, they turned on lights and they turned on sirens, chased us around till almost day. We tricked them though, we fooled them good. Yes, sirree, we all got away.
Yeah, we all got away from them, all except one of us.
It was me, it was me. I hate to admit it, but it was me. I used to be a Romeo around the town. I dated 30 gals from miles around. I like the short ones, I like the tall, I like the middle size, I like them all. I sure did enjoy the single life. I'm gonna be a bachelor all my life. Carefree, cool, and a roving man. There wasn't no gal gonna wear my brand. Well, my gal, she asked me to take her to a wedding, so we traipsed on down to the church real gay. I looked inside, didn't see no bride, so I asked her, who's getting married today?
You guessed it, brother.
It was me, it was me. I hate to admit it, but it was me.
Hey, this was me. Talking about John L. Sullivan. I thought I was tough until I met you. That sounds like a song to cue to me, fellas. Let's do Until I Met You. You ready, huh? I never knew that I could be so in love until I met you, until I met you. I never knew that I could be so true till I met you, until I met you. I used to be a rounder, I used to be a flirt. But since I found you, darling, your heart I've never heard. I never knew that I could fall so in love till I met you, until I met you. I never knew that I could be so true till I met you, until I met you.
My life is now worth living the way I want it to be. I thank you for this paradise that you have given me.
I never knew
that I could fall so in love
till I met you, until I met you. You fellas were doing a good job of backing me up on that, too.
Did
right
you
now.
Did you do that one time down at the Opry, Farron?
Down at Grand Ole Opry? Yeah. You probably have, George, because I've sang it down there several times.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. Let's talk a little bit to the young men right now. A while ago, we had a word for the wives for the ladies. But right now, fellas, I want to tell you that there's a bright career ahead of the young man who selects the United States Navy. There's travel, adventure, and training. Chances are you'll travel to many different parts of the world. You'll enjoy your off-duty liberty hours in exciting ports around the world. And, of course, there's the world's best training in over 60 separate trade fields.
Well, that sounds mighty good, Farron, but you know one thing that makes me like the idea about this is that the pay is good, too. And I know that means a lot to a lot of fellows, the best of any Navy in the world, as a matter of fact. Today's Navy man enjoys the finest food, living quarters, and recreational facilities, and every Navy man also receives, now get this, 30 days paid vacation every year.
You just can't hardly beat that anymore, I'll tell you for sure. So fellas, go out and investigate, won't you? And then choose a career in Navy blue. And I want you to do it today. Check with your local Navy recruiter. Don't put it off. Go down and see him today and get all the facts about your United States Navy. Right now, George, what do you say? Let's have another song from you, huh? What's it going to be?
Well, I wrote a little song about my girlfriend, and her name's Sam, so I guess maybe we ought to do that.
Her name is what?
Sam.
Sam? That's a beautiful name for
it
a girl.
Certainly is a lovely name.
I'd like to see her. Go ahead and sing it.
A gal and her name is Sam. She's the cutest little, sweetest little thing, but am. She got a gold black hair, ruby red lips, freckles on her nose and wiggly hips. I never did believe in going steady. I never did believe that I was ready. I never even thought I was heading for a fall. Then she got me in the corner up against the wall. I said, well, hello there, ma'am. What's your name? Sam. Well, gosh, that's a real sweet, maidenly name, ma'am. What's that, Sam? No, I don't want to take you down to the corner drugstore to get a silly old soda pop. Will you get out of here and leave me alone? I don't like girls, Sam. I'm kind of scared of them, that's all. Sam! Gosh, you are kind of cute, you know. Soda and I got one too. She drank six others before it was through. I picked up a chick and I started for the door. She hollered,
wait a minute, I want a candy bar.
On the way home we stopped for a while. She winked kind of cute and began to smile. Thought it was safe on the end of the bench. And then she started slipping over inch by inch. And I said, Sam, now you get on your end of this bench and I'll stay on my end. We'll do all right, you understand me now, huh? What's that, Sam? No, I don't want to go steady with you. Will you get out of here and leave me alone? I told you, I didn't even want to take you down there. Sam. Gosh. You are kind of cute, Sam. You know it.
Well, no wonder you call that gal Sam. That's a good song. Did you write that?
Yes, sir.
You did? Mm-hmm. I'll say, Sam.
Oh,
Sam.
She's a cute girl, does she?
She must be. She sure had you swamped there, I can tell that.
I was sliding off the end of that bench, and I fell off on the ground. And
You can't, you know, that's one thing about women. They can talk you into anything. You think you can get away from them, but you can't. That's one thing. But sure, you think we could talk Sam into joining the waves?
I think we could, or she could talk us into joining the Navy, one or the other.
I believe she'd do a better job of talking you after listening to the song than you could her, I'll tell you for sure. Well, so, George, we're going to have to get out of here, but it's been a real pleasure having you back again. Come back and see us again real
soon.
Sure
will. Thank you, Farron.
Okay, bye now. Let's get, fellas. Well, the good neighbors, it's about time to wind up another country hoedown. But we'll be back again real soon with more good country music by your favorite country stars. Wonderful people like Ernest Tubbs, George Morgan, Webb Pierce, Ray Price, Mamie Rollman, and we'll also have Johnny Cash and many, many others. And we want to remind you that Country Hoedown is presented as a transcribed public service feature by this station on behalf of your local Navy recruiter. Now, this is the young Sheriff, Farron Young, reminding you young men that there's a bright future for you in Navy blue. So see your local Navy recruiter today. Until next time, George, thanks for coming by and seeing us.
Thank you, Farron.
And we'll be seeing all you folks again on Country Hoedown. We'll be right back.